emergency traffic situation at 819, triple team traffic. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound I-15's got problems coming into downtown Salt Lake City. It's got problems leaving downtown Salt Lake City. The biggest one right now, and the one that'll catch you most by surprise, southbound 15, right after 33rd South, there's a crash. It's got traffic backed into Salt Lake. Now, if you're going the other direction, most people are. You're used to slowdowns through Draper, Sandy, Midvale. We've got those again. And then it gets rough from 45th South into downtown, where we have a couple of crashes around 17th South and 6th South that are making things more complicated. 215 East side's had troubles from really from the Highland Drive on-ramp all the way around the curve and up to 45th South, where they're doing some road work, Eric Butler.
And you also have some eastbound problems on the 215 South Belt as you go past Redwood Road. You get back up to speed before you approach I-15. Had that accident over on Redwood, 54th South approaching Redwood, but that appears to be better now. Down Utah County, I-15 good, but we're hearing from a traffic trooper that you've got some eastbound problems as you exit Pleasant Grove Boulevard heading over into the Pleasant Grove area. Heather?
We've got a bad crash southbound I-15 just before Parish Lane in Centerville. One of these cars, possibly a box truck, is perpendicular to two lanes of traffic. That's the HOV lane and the fast lane are blocked, and a center lane had been blocked as well. Traffic is stopped, backed up well into Farmington. Before you even get there, you've got rain slowing down your drive now from Roy all the way into Clearfield-Layton area. Now's a good day to take Legacy Parkway as your alternate. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.